Okay, I want you to be Maury, and you're going to do a lie detector test on George Clooney.
A lie detector determined that was a lie.
Okay, what is he talking about?
Okay, so he did an interview on the Grandma Show. You remember that? I used to watch that Grandma Show,
CBS Sunday Morning?
Yeah, that one. He did an interview, and he claims that not only does he cut his own hair, he cuts his own hair with something called a Flowbee. And if you don't know what that is, a Flowbee is something that was, it was on an infomercial back in the 80s or 90s. 80s. Okay. And it looks like, it's like a mini vacuum cleaner. It's like a handheld little vacuum cleaner thing, and it has a blade inside. Mm-hmm. And you basically just, it's like a hair dryer and hair cutter at the same time. And people were using it, and they were cutting hair with it. He claims that he still has a Flowbee, mm-hmm. and that he cuts his own hair and has been cutting his own hair for 25 years. That is what George Clooney is claiming. So listen to him carefully, and I want to see if your BS meter goes up or not.
And have you been cutting your own hair?
Mm-hmm. I've been cutting my own hair for 25 years.
So it has nothing to do with quarantine?
No. Look, I have my hair's like really like straw, you know, and so it's easy to cut. You can't really make too many mistakes. So years ago, I bought a thing called a Flowbee. Which
you did not.
When I was a kid, yeah.
The infomercial, the Flowbee.
This ingenious device lets you give yourself and family perfect haircuts every time.
It comes with a vacuum cleaner and the clippers? Yeah, I still have it.
No, you
Stop
do
it.
Not.
You don't
go,
use
go
it.
My haircuts take literally 2 minutes.
Is this Flowbee?
Yeah, it's Flowbee. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, listen, man, it works.
No way.
Now, you know, I wouldn't do it to my wife.
There's no way he's got a Flowbee.
Okay, well, he probably has a Flowbee, but does he use it is the question. So he's a really good actor. So he's very good at BSing. Plus, he's sort of known as a prankster. I don't know. Like, a lot of things are coming out about George Clooney right now that are a little like, whoa. Remember, we just learned recently he gave 14 friends $1 million apiece.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so now the latest thing about him is that he cuts his own hair, has been cutting his own hair for 25 years. Now, he says he cuts his own hair, but then he says he also has a Flowbee. He doesn't say he cuts his hair with the Flowbee. He's just making the connection. I don't know whether he just didn't tell the story clear enough or whether...
No, it sounds like he's cutting his hair with the Flowbee. It takes 2 minutes. Okay, but
it's pretty convincing. I got to say, like, my BS meter did not go off. I was like, George Clooney cuts his own hair. Possibly with a Flowbee.
Okay, you marry George Clooney, he's worth $45 gazillion, and
he's worth $500 million.
Okay, $500 million, and you walk into the bathroom, and he's got the shop vac hooked up to the Flowbee, cutting his hair.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, somebody like that has their own salon inside the house, and somebody comes in wrapped in bubble wrap.
No, what is he, Kim Kardashian?
Yes.
No, he is definitely not one of those like glam squad kind of guys.
No, even football players now, they have a barber chair, a barber whole room that the barber comes over to their house, uh-huh. you know, every third day and cuts their hair.
So you think George Clooney has somebody come there cutting his hair? He's just lying to us and saying that he uses a Flowbee.
He's kind of known for his hair. I mean, he had that Caesar cut before anybody else.
True.
You know, his hair is kind of a fashion thing. He's not cutting it with a Flowbee. Ain't happening. So he's been doing this for 25 years. So before he went to go do Ocean's 11, he had a Flowbee in his trailer. No, I don't believe it at all.
I mean, he's been saying this for a while. Like, it's out there that he's been cutting his own hair. People are not calling BS on it. And here's the thing. If I'm somebody who I have a salon and I have a couple of celebrity clients, that's a thing now. Like, because we have a friend that owns a salon. Having celebrity clients, really important. You put up photos with you and that celebrity, and the celebrities mm-hmm. are in the window, or like an ad, like where you have, not an ad, but like an article in a magazine where, like, we have a friend who's done Britney Spears' hair, and she has actually mentioned him in articles. So he has that article up in his salon of Britney Spears saying, yeah, I went and got my extensions at such and such salon. The person who cuts George Clooney's hair regularly would step forward now and say, excuse me, Mr. Clooney, hi. I'm the person that's been cutting your hair for the past 25 years, and it is not okay that you're saying that you do it yourself or the Flo-Bee does it.
Right, unless my name is Flo-Bee. And the bad thing about this is you should have bought a Flo-Bee before he did this interview, because now if you go to buy a Flo-Bee, they're stupid expensive. There's one right now for $227. It's got 41 bids on it right now. You can get a new Flo-Bee hair system. Open box, never used, $380, 47 bids.
Right.
So people are gobbling these things up because they want George Clooney hair. They're buying Flo-Bees. I even went on eBay and said, okay, I'm going to buy one now.
No, but see that. But what I'm saying is, I don't think he's lying, because if there's somebody that's been cutting hair all these years, cutting his hair all these years, they would have spoken up by now. They would not let him get away with dismissing them. And also, he's not the kind of guy that would do that. If somebody has been cutting his hair all this time, he would acknowledge them. See what I'm saying? Because he has done that. He has said, I got my suits from here. I get my shoes from there. Like, he's the first person to come out and say, I couldn't have done this without so-and-so.
$315, 36 bids, $9 shipping. Still has 23 hours left on this one. And you know, when it came out, it had, you know, three easy payments of $19.99.
Right.
And now they're $400.
Thanks to George Clooney.
Thanks. I was going to buy one. I mean, it sounds like a great idea. You don't have to go. You're not going to get COVID. You can cut your own hair. You can look like George Clooney. You can marry a model that's a lawyer and cut your own hair, and it's free if you just buy a Flo-Bee.
That's a very big leap, and you're asking a lot of a Flo-Bee. It's a little much.
You're going to look like George Clooney and sleep with a lawyer model. So... $227 for this one. It's right, still well, in a box.
Bid on. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I can't, because there's 109 people watching it and 41 bids already. And it's the original one from the 80s. What happens when it doesn't work? I'm going to be upset. I'm not going to look like George Clooney. I'm not going to be married to a lawyer model. And I'm going to have bad hair.
I say you cut your losses now and don't buy yourself a Flo-Bee.